keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. In your soul, it makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the March 24th, 2005 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and as always, I'm happy to have you here with me for another hour of great group harmony. Group harmony only, that's what we play on the Big Beat Show. And it was the Moonglows who got us going this evening, something recorded about September 1955, but unreleased for many, many years. Recorded for the Chess label in Chicago, of course. And that was called Let's Go. I'm going to, in the next set, you know, usually the opening set on this show is all up-tempo things. Get your heart rate going. Obviously, you know, for medical reasons, of course. And in the end of this set, I'm going to play something by a group I don't think I've ever played before, kind of a famous group. And that's why they don't get played. You know, I don't play common oldies, but the Mystics on Laurie, their rarest record, we'll be getting to that in a while. And in the middle, we have the Gay Tunes, something unreleased, recorded for Joyce. But if I didn't get your heart pumping so far, I guarantee that this one will.
John, I believe Revelation. Somewhere
he will write,
I believe,
in the book of
Mormon and going
the seven seas.
Yeah, and then Daniel spoke about the coming of the Messiah. Oh, that it left his home right on high. Matthew's gospel heard to mankind. Jesus was born, surely must die. Clothed my Savior, cross full road. Let him on down, judge a man hall. Brought him that fella, the high priest said. Back to my Savior till the break of day. John said again, over yonder's hill. Spoke about the rumbling of the chariot wheel. Well, John, what do you mean? Cruel men, expecting him still. Tell me, who was it right?
Yeah. Sunday kind of
Sunday,
love.
Sunday kind of love.
I want to know that on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that's leading nowhere. I want a Sunday kind of love.
It was mid to late 1961 when that came out on the Lori label, and by that time I guess the Mystics had developed, I'll put it that way, and they certainly gave a lot of respect to that song, Sunday Kind of Love, with a guy named Ralph Lozano on lead. Sunday Kind of Love by the Mystics on Lori, right here on the Big Beat Show, which I guess you might say is a Thursday kind of love. Ahead of that, the Gay Tunes, recorded 1956 for Joyce label, Al Brown and his and the Joyce label, and not released till 1986 on an album, I believe, vinyl album, and that's from what I am playing it. Plea in the Moonlight, really great. And the CBS Trumpeteers on Nashboro, 1959, gave us Right John, which is really the title they use for the old Gospels standard called John the Revelator. Gonna hear from the Argyles in a moment, but first I want to take a moment now to thank my guest of last week, Mr. Mike Molinaro. Always great to have Mike here up on the Big Beat Show. He always brings great music, and last week, all original 45s, and virtually all in mint condition. They're beautiful just to look at as they spun here on the turntables. And thanks very much, Mike, for taking the time. And those of you who listen, it's very obvious that Mike takes a lot of time preparing a show, does a lot of research, gets a lot of valuable information, discographical information for your record collectors and music historians out there. And that is also much appreciated. And the one thing that we forgot, both of us forgot to do this last week, we opened up with a song and said, we'll tell you what that was a little later. Well, that little later turned out to be a week. We both got so involved with what we were doing here that we forgot to tell you what the song was that he opened up with. We said it was a famous group before they were famous, and it was. It was the Pips, later known as Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Gladys was in there. She was about, in a mid-teens when she sang that. Whistle My Love, which had previously been done, it's an old Moonglows tune, Moon Glows on Chance, but this one was done in January 1958, or issued in January 1958, on the Brunswick label. It was the Pips, and Whistle My Love, last week on Brunswick. Now here are the Argyles.
Moonbeam, way up high, tell me where. love to be.
Sometimes when I'm all alone, feeling kind of blue, I turn on my radio to WRN.
On the roses, who told the rose how to grow? I asked the wise men and they replied,
well,
only the angels know. My lips, they could kiss you. Who told my eyes they could glow? Who told my heart it could love you so?
Well,
only the angels know.
Yes, darling, love is just like a mystery. You know, it's just like the wind, yes, the wind and the snow. But, darling, whenever you're near to me, you know, then the miracles seem to flow.
Is like a mystery, just like the wind and the snow. But darling, when you are close to me, you know the miracles seem to so.
Well,
only the angels know.
Yeah, just an incredible rhythm and blues vocal group classic. The Esquires on Hypo. Hypo Records from 1957. And only the angels know. And before that, the Argyles on the Bally label out of Chicago. Moonbeam, which was issued in March of 1957. Well, it's just almost springtime. It should be springtime, but it's not yet. At least not by the weather out there. But it's almost springtime. And pretty soon people, it's cleanup time. And people are cleaning out their houses and attics and basements and calling the junk man. They don't even have junk men anymore, but people, there used to be junk men that would come around and pick up your stuff. Now they have, clean out your attic guys, I guess, but they were called junk men back in the day, as they say. And before you do that, of course, you have to have a garage sale or yard sale or something like that and get rid of your stuff. And then after that, you sell all the junk, including sometimes your heart. Here are the Penguins on a Dutone EP. originally issued in 1960, August of 1960. Here they are in Please, Mr. Junkman.
Please, Mr. Junkman.
Junkman.
I am so confused.
Wow, wow.
Yes, sir. I know I've been abused. Please, Junkman.
Junkman.
Take my heart to the junkyard.
This is Cleve Duncan of the Penguins, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show.
Is the end, dear. I've sold my heart to the
your man, and I'll never fall in love.
I'll never fall in love.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Pat Best singing lead with the Four Tunes that time, and I Sold My Heart to the Junk Man on Jubilee, December 1954, the Four Tunes on Jubilee. What a great record that is. And Pat Best was discovered at a USO center in New York City playing guitar and singing, and his smooth baritone voice won an audition with the Brown Dots, whose personnel included Jimmy Nabby, Jimmy Gordon and Deke Watson of the Ink Spots, and they found out that Pat could write as well as sing, and so they signed him to record one of his own tunes, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, which he wrote when he was 14 years old. And I'm reading that off the back of the Jubilee LP. I didn't bring the 45 on that, but that's the Jubilee LP, number 1039, the Four Tunes. I had that record for a long time, and I'm glad I bought that back when I did. Some of you, a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, some of you, not everybody, may have heard me say, I played Undecided on Celeste, and I said it sounded like the Delta Rhythm Boys version, but, you know, the old synapses in my brain just don't close like they used to. It was something I ad-libbed, and in my mind, I heard a bass voice doing Undecided, but the Ravens didn't do that. It was the Delta Rhythm Boys. I have them doing that on an album, actually. I played it here, a really great version of Undecided, not the Ravens, but the Delta Rhythm Boys. And some of you did not hear that, thanks to the miracle of electronics. So if you heard it archived, you didn't hear me make a fool out of myself with that one. And someone also mentioned, let me see if I can do this, someone mentioned that I didn't give all the titles and information for some of the songs near the end of my last show on March 10th. So I'm just going to run down a few. I know I said Out in the Cold Again by the Syncopators on Nationals. I know some of you write this down. What's Wrong by the Avalons I played. I Feel So Blue by the Royals on Federal. I remember announcing that. I Wonder Why by the Solitaires. I know I announced that. And then the last thing we heard was Two by the Prisoners. I Know by the Prisoners on Sun from November 1953. And then No More Tears, unreleased, recorded October 1953. Yep. Not Issued Till 1976. And that's all the stuff I have to tell you for corrections and additions and stuff like that. Let's go to Billy Bowen and a Butterball 4 on MGM from July of 1952. You Broke My Heart.
You just broke my heart, dear, when you said I care. When you broke my heart, dear, I cried all night long. But tears can't help mend my heart. I gave you my kisses, then gave my heart.
But all that you did was tear it apart.
You
WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. And don't make me say it again.
Heavens up above, I still receive that love that was dear to me because
I know many of you already know that record, but it's a great pleasure to play it here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM. The Showcases on Galaxy from July 1964. That was This Love Is Real. And Billy Bowen and the Butterball Four. Send it out to Bill Proctor. And that was issued on MGM in July of 1952. And it was called You Broke My Heart. And right now, let's do three things on the Duto label. Now, Dootsie Williams first started the label Dootone in the mid-50s. And it was a little while later that the electronic company that made needles, you know, for record players called Duotone asked, I think they asked nicely at first, that people were ordering records from the Duotone needle company. So they didn't want to be bothered with that. So it was not exactly a copyright infringement. But they asked or told Dootsie Williams to please change the name from Duotone. So by early 1957, he had and changed it to Duto. Not Duto. It is not Duto. It is Duto because it was Duotone. Anyway, that's enough of that. From October 1956 on the Duotone label, Duotone, here are the Romancers, and this is called Jump and Hop.
Come on, baby, let's go to the jump and hop. I thought she was fooling the way
Oh, yeah. We just made a Dutone ballad sandwich. And here's how you make this at home. You take a ballad like Be Fair by the Pipes, issued on Dutone in March of 1956, and you put it between two slices of Dutone uptempos, such as Jump and Hop by the Romancers on Dutone from October 1956. And on the other side of that sandwich, you put in So Long Daddy by the Souvenirs on Dutone by March of 1957. Sprinkle a little public service announcement on it and enjoy. And how about the Marcells?
Ooh la li la, ooh la li la, ooh la li la.
Lolly lollipop, baby.
Ooh la li la.
Lolly lollipop, baby.
Sweeter to me than a gumdrop tree.
Ooh la li la.
Lollipop, baby.
When I'm holding you. Pack a charm.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
When I'm blue, you know what to say.
Yeah. Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
Sweet words melt like a Milky Way.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
You're sweeter to me than a gumdrop tree.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
Your lips are like a honeycomb. Molasses drip from your fingertips. You're the cream and sugar in a bar of Mars. You're a
thousand mixed up candy bars.
I'm the guy with a real sweet tooth.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
Satisfy me like a baby roo.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
Your food spikes and twice as sweet.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
Chocolate sugar with a peppermint tree.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
Ooh la la la.
Lollipop, baby.
Don't treat me the way that Maybell do.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
A late record for Duto, 1959, The Fabulous Pearls. That was My Heart's Desire. The Serenaders on Swing Time, 1954, and Maybell. Fred Johnson, Carl of the, and the rest of the Marcells on Cold Picks. November 1962 was Lollipop Baby. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show. And don't forget to tune in next week at 7 o'clock for the Big Beat Show. We'll finish out tonight with something unreleased, recorded for Fortune in 1958, not issued till, I guess, the late 70s, on an LP, The Constellations, with The Best Things in Life Are Free. Thanks for listening. I know you listened for sound reasons. May harmony be with you until next time. And good night.